pretty well. Government cares. When people accept higher offices, they lose certain rights, and even family must accept such. Where is Chiluba, RB, KK, Levy, and Sata? We need our former president back home. That's coming from Kavua.
Okay, so those are some of the messages that have come through via the WhatsApp line. We can keep the conversation going as well through that platform. You can let us know what your thoughts are around this. But honestly, it really has been a roller coaster for the country, getting these back and forth. It'll be interesting to see also how this matter is going to play out in the courts of law over there. Obviously, it's outside the Zambian jurisdiction. It's happening in South Africa, and South Africa also making their stance and position known on all of this, that they have to respect their laws. They have to do things according to how the laws are in their country, and they have to respect the family's wishes. Today, we've seen as of yesterday, we saw a number of members of the public. We saw parliamentarians. We've seen different members of the Patriotic Front Party make their way to South Africa for this burial. We've seen members of the opposition and those who just want to pay their last respects to the former president traveling to South Africa for this particular event. And it must be a whole different scenario getting to hear this particular matter. And if it doesn't proceed or doesn't go ahead today, it's going to create a lot more uncertainty for them during this particular time, despite their efforts to have done what they've done. So we will continue giving you updates as Phoenix FM as to everything happening regarding the family of former President Lungu. We'll also be hearing soon from, we do have a reporter who is currently in South Africa and has been following up on the events as they unfold. We'll be getting the latest as to what the situation is over there, including from the funeral house, where we've seen a number of Zambian citizens who've been making their way there to just pay their last respects and offer their condolences to the family that are present there. Up next, we do have the main news at 8 with Mr. Malumba, who will be given a role. By the end of the show today, we'd have known what would be the best role for everybody here, including some of our regular callers, Lawrence, Mr. Ntele. We all need to assign them a role during this film. Maybe we can win an MVCA award as well, or an Oscar, right?
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, definitely. All right, it's
I wish you well.
Thank you.
No, you mean you'll be part of the film. What do you mean you wish as well?
It's only a right for somebody who's part of the film to wish.
Oh, okay. Okay, if you put it that way, then that's fine. You can wish as well as we're filming. All right, it's 8:03 with the news up next.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Phoenix FM.
Check. There we go.
106.7. Bonzi.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
We number money 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntu Andy, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes, or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Salido, boo, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
The headlines. ERB assures of fuel security amid Middle East tensions. Small-scale miners association urges dialogue following Chingola riots. And in global news, U.S. to reopen embassy in Jerusalem following ceasefire. Good morning, Malumba with the Phoenix FM main news. The Energy Regulation Board, ERB, says the recent developments between Israel and Iran will have no immediate impact on Zambia's petroleum sector. In an interview with Phoenix News, ERB Director General Engineer Elijah Sichone has disclosed that the country is currently fuel secure with over 17.2 days of diesel cover and 11.1 days of petrol cover, thereby eliminating the need for panic. Mr. Sichone explains that there is usually a time lag between global events and their effects on the local fuel market, and the impact depends on the duration of such activities. He notes that rumors of a ceasefire between Iran and Israel would likely negate any possible impact on Zambia's petroleum sector. Engineer Sichone, however, says it is too early to determine how fuel pump prices would react to the instability in the East, and that the ERB remains vigilant, monitoring the situation to ensure fuel security for the country.
Something that you need to bear in mind is that there's always a lag between these developments. There's a time lag, you know, between when the event happens and, you know, when you start feeling the effects of that event. So it doesn't necessarily mean, you know, today it happens and then suddenly you get affected, because part of the fuel that they're getting is already in Dar es Salaam, the tanks there, and part of it maybe is already on the cargoes, you know, just about to be offloaded, you know. So you find that it's already on the high seas, maybe off that particular route. So it takes a bit of time. And also the impact of what is happening, again, depends on how long, you know, it lasts.
The Association for Small-Scale Miners in Zambia has condemned the recent violent actions by aggrieved miners in Chingola, urging all parties to pursue dialogue as the only viable solution. Business was yesterday disrupted at Chingola's Chiwempala market when a group of Jarabos rioted following a government announcement that it had not authorized any illegal mining activities at Kasenseli mine, resulting in the destruction of makeshift market stands and the blocking of roads in protest. In an interview with Phoenix News, Association Acting President Kelvin Tembo has called for an urgent meeting with stakeholders, including miners, the Ministry of Mines and the Chingola Member of Parliament, to clarify the situation and prevent further misinformation. His call follows a government announcement that no illegal mining activities had been authorized at Senseli mine, contrary to some miners' beliefs sparked by a visit from Chingola Member of Parliament Chipoka Malenga over the weekend, when the miners prematurely celebrated what they thought was government approval, leading to riots and destruction of property when the truth came out. Mr. Tembo warns that unless clear communication is established regarding the future of miners at Senseli, illegal access to the mining sites could continue.
So even the people that are supposed to hand these sites over, they've got second thoughts over the sand, because they would feel, we are going to deal with these people that are savagely in action, and then the power has to actually have the authority to operate in this site, meaning it will be very difficult for us to regulate their activity. That's in terms of safety, because one factor that actually deters the government from entirely waking up and saying we have handed over is an aspect of safety. Now, if the government can see violence even before mandate is given for them to actually run an operation, how does the government position itself to say, we are willing to buy aid and give it all to you?
The Bankers Association of Zambia, BAS, has attributed the bullish performance of the kwacha in recent weeks, appreciating from over 28 kwacha to around 23 kwacha, to improved macroeconomic fundamentals beyond bought by a bumper maize harvest and increased copper production in the first quarter of 2025. According to BAZ President Leonard Manza, positive effects of economic activities in the first half of the year, including a bumper maize harvest, are contributing to green economic stability, as reflected in reduced inflation, a drop in minimum prices, and improved foreign exchange availability. Mr. Mwanza is optimistic that the Kwacha will continue to perform well after mid-year provisional tax payments and activities by export-oriented companies who are required to convert dollars into Kwacha, while mineral revenue collections through corporate taxes and